Making their case in prime time. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News House Democrats investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold a hearing at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, hoping to show
what kind of intent went into trying to overturn our democratic process to keep a president in office despite the will of the American people.
Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill tells MSNBC they'll show this wasn't a protest gone awry, planning to show audio and video of the riot never seen before and new testimony.
And a Capitol Hill police officer and documentary filmmaker are expected to recount their experiences from January 6th, what they saw and heard during the riot.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Republicans aren't too interested in watching. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox News,
it's a partisan witch hunt going after their Nancy Pelosi's political opponents, smearing Donald Trump's supporters and voters across this country.
Republicans are again calling for Congress to approve more security for Supreme Court justices. There were more protesters last night outside Brett Kavanaugh's home, where an armed man, Nicholas Roski, was arrested earlier. It was a pro-abortion protest organized
by this group called Ruth Sent Us. In honor of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they made several walk-bys over Kavanaugh's house. This happened not even 24 hours after Roski planned to kidnap and kill Justice Kavanaugh. This is the same group that posted the addresses of the Supreme Court justices online.
Fox's David Spun. Two British citizens and a man from Morocco sentenced to death in Ukraine by pro-Russian rebels in an area they control. The three were convicted of fighting for Ukraine, trying to overthrow a self-proclaimed republic. While the fighting also rages, the U.S., which has provided Ukraine with money and weapons, is offering new help. Ambassador Bridget Brink tells Fox,
so we're working diplomatically to try to find a way that Ukraine can export its grain.
There has been a Russian blockade leading to fears of a global food shortage. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tomorrow we'll get the monthly consumer price update. It's been rising in levels in recent months, not seen in like 40 years.
Inflation is the bane of our existence.
President Biden tells ABC's Jimmy Kimmel it's mostly on food and gasoline, which is at another record high today for regular, up more than a penny to $4.97 a gallon in AAA's national average. Gas Buddy's survey puts it over $5 for the first time. The White House giving out more information on a plan for COVID vaccines for kids under five.
The Biden administration is outlining its push to make COVID-19 vaccinations available to millions of children under five, with a plan to offer equal numbers of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to both states and healthcare providers. Federal officials expect many younger kids to get their shots from pediatricians and primary care doctors, and will also utilize pharmacies and children's hospitals, too.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It still needs the FDA and the CDC's sign-off. A controversial new golf league teed off today in England, and the PGA tells some of the players that they are out of bounds. The league is called the LIV, and it's underway in London. It teed off about 2:15 time there. The PGA Tour has said 17 players who have left to play, this would include Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, will no longer be allowed in PGA events. The LIV is going to pay golfers substantially more money to play in these events and win than on the PGA Tour. Turning our focus to Wall Street, we are now seeing stocks down across the board. The Dow falling 217 points. It was higher about about an hour ago. The NASDAQ is also down today about 60. The S&P 500 is falling 27. The price of oil today is still around 121 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.